Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
All right, it is a great pleasure to welcome Paul Pierce to the studio. Welcome, my friend.
Hey, how are you?
Very well, thank you. Just tell us, obviously, the NBA, you're an absolute legend. What's the connection here? Why are you here?
Well, I'm here as part of promoting to the 2019-2020 NBA season. You're a Legends Tour. I've been around Melbourne and Sydney, meeting and greeting with different sports legends from this great place. Had a chance to really hang out with Australia's greatest. Come to mind.
And us.
And you guys today. Hung out a few days down here with JT, of course, Jonathan Thurston. I'm sure everybody knows who that is. Lathan Hewitt, a great sports tennis star. I got on the court with him. Andrew Gaze, Australia's greatest, basketball player. So it's just been a great fun. I've been welcomed with open arms here in Australia, and it's been a tremendous experience.
What about the connection with rugby league, the NRL, in the United States? I know that was a George Tafua's was hit quite recently. Millions in the States watched that and were both alarmed and surprised and thrilled by it.
Yeah, I had a chance to watch the hit. To play this sport, you have to have a certain type of mindset. Definitely, it's similar to what we call NFL in the States, but no pads.
Yeah.
And so, I know it can be quite demanding on the body, and I don't know if this is a sport I could have played.
What about the footy aside, Sydney in general? Have you been soaking up the sights? Have you been looking at the Opera House and the Harbour Bridge and just taking a moment to absorb it all?
Well, yeah, absolutely. I've been wide-eyed like your normal tourist, and so I had a chance to visit the Opera House. I went out in the harbor on a boat yesterday, got some tremendous views. Today I went to the beach, to Bondi Beach, ate at Iceberg, at the Iceberg Cafe. So it's been a really good experience. I had a chance to really walk around the city. The fans are nice, and this is amazing. I wish I could. I've never seen anything like this stadium. I mean, it holds, 100,000 people?
Well, 80-odd thousand people. When it was originally built in the Olympics, it was around 100,000.
110.
Yeah, these days, about 80,000 people.
I mean, this city is truly an amazing sight to see. I mean, I wish I could stay longer, but I definitely plan on coming back down.
Paul, tell me this with the basketball. Obviously, as a young kid growing up in Australia, basketball was made famous in this country by Michael Jordan. Mm-hmm. Is he the greatest ever player, or is other people taking over him now?
I tend to think that Michael Jordan is the greatest ever player, but you have your new millennials who favor LeBron James, but he's definitely one of the greatest of our times, for sure. But that's what makes the game so great. It's hard to really compare who's the greatest because there's different eras where, guys did different things. Because if you look back in the earlier days, you see a guy like Bill Russell who won 11 championships. And, it's really hard to really say. And, I mean, if you're talking about just pure numbers, Wilt Chamberlain, he averaged better numbers than anybody in history of the game. So it's really hard to point a finger and see who's the greatest. But if I had to pick one, definitely Michael Jordan.
You, of course, were a champion with the Boston Celtics. Was it 2008?
Yes.
Yeah. You also were the player of that final series as well. Shaq O'Neal famously labeled you the Truth, which is a great name.
Yeah. I mean, it's hard to earn a nickname in pro basketball. So, if you earn a nickname, you've gathered the respect of all of your peers. And, there's not many guys in this league that can earn a nickname. And, to tell you the truth, when you look around the NBA now, even our greatest stars, there's not a lot of them with nicknames. I mean, even our best players. I mean, you have LeBron James is called King James.
Yep.
But, guys like Kevin Durant, we don't have a nickname for him, and he can easily have a nickname, but he's, one of the game's brightest stars. So, when it comes from a guy like Shaquille O'Neal, who is a very iconic player, it means a lot.
There's plenty of nicknames in Australia. They're not normally for good reasons.
What about some of the Aussie players over there? Because we know there's been a couple that have gone over, and everyone back here just became obsessed with watching everything Ben Simmons did. Every minute that he got on the court, everyone was watching. How did, everyone in the States embrace Ben Simmons, and what did you think of his time over there so far?
Well, I think he's a top talent. I mean, without doubt. I've watched him since college. He's one of those guys who we anticipated coming to the NBA. And, you know, the Australian influence in the NBA has been very great. I mean, when you look across the board, the guys, you know, you have three guys who are number one picks, Andrew Bogut, Kyrie Irving, and now Ben Simmons, who's one of the game's brightest stars. I look for him to really take the next step and becoming an MVP caliber ball player. And so the influence, I mean, and then you got champions like Patty Mills, this guy, you know, Dante Exum. You know, these guys have had a big influence on the NBA, and it's just great for our game.
What about the reaction from the American public to the your national team? Now, obviously, the World Champions, the World Cup, it wasn't the best side that could be sent, but it was a US side which has a reputation that goes before it. To not get through to those top four, what was the reaction like?
Well, you know, you're disappointed because, you know, US, you know, we're regarded as the top competitors in the game of basketball. You know, we expect to bring home gold every year. We host the best league in all of the world. And so to not be able to place in a medal game was very disappointing. And I think a lot of the superstars that didn't play in the games took notice to that. And I think in the Olympics, you're going to see a lot of the guys get back on the team that didn't play this summer. You're going to see LeBron James, Stephen Curry, of course, Anthony Davis, James Harden. I'm sure they're going to be there for the Olympics just to kind of like, you know, tell everybody, you know, we're still the top dogs. You know, we need to be gold medal or bust. That's usually what it is for the U.S., and everybody knows that.
Paul, all our gamblers out there, Paul, who's the team to beat in the NBA coming up?
Wow, the team to beat? It's tough. You know, so many changes. Usually you would say the team that won the championship before, because NBA is very common that teams, like, go back-to-back. We saw Golden State go to five straight finals. A lot of player movement. So I would have to say the team to beat. There's so many great teams. You know, obviously – Clippers and Lakers are going to be very good this year. When you have LeBron James, and then on the Clippers you have Kawhi Leonard. But my pick to win the NBA championship this year will be the Milwaukee Bucks. They feature the MVP of a year ago, most valuable player, in Giannis Antetokounmpo, the Greek freak. I think, you know, he's hungry and he's getting better. The Eastern Conference is not as good. I mean, they're going to have to play Philly, who I think is going to be a competitor for the championship. But I think Milwaukee will win a championship this year.
Well, it's interesting they go back-to-back-to-back in the NBA, because here it's the chance for the Roosters to do that, but it's been 26 years since a team has gone back-to-back winning the title. Who do you, where will you be watching, and who will you be hoping does that job tonight?
Well, you know, since I really don't know much outside of, I know the Roosters are the defending champs.
Yep.
And I know the Raiders, they are underdog. I played for a team for 15 years, and I love those colors. And fortunately, the Raiders donned those colors, green and white. And so I'm going with the Raiders.
We'll all the Aussies will love you, mate, because we all go for the underdog team. So everyone will love you.
Have you managed to catch with the Raiders, the only team here that have they started this thing, the Viking clap that they do before every home game? Have you managed to catch that?
No, I haven't. I've heard so much about it. And so I'm excited to see this clap. I know the fans are going to get behind them and give them the clap tonight. So I'm curious on how it goes.
Will you get involved? Will you start clapping with them?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm going to soak this all up.
He's a lifelong fan now.
This is a great experience. You know, I'm going to embrace every moment of it, enjoy the crowd, and, you know, cheer them on.
It's such a great pleasure to talk to you, Paul Pierce. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.
Good luck. Enjoy. Listen to Sunday Triple M, NRL.